I didn't get to finish. I saw that orange flashing before my eyes. I just want to say the other side is the real human impact, the social impact, and that's moi standing before you. And it's not a small impact. Somebody who stays in New Hampshire and pays taxes for 30 years, teaches in your schools, works in your institutions, works for your nonprofits, works for your community action program, serves on your Upper Merrimack River Local Advisory Committee, serves as your checklist at the polls, serves in your town government as a volunteer. That's not a small impact. And the greater good is really me. Just keep that in mind. There's a visual blight. Everybody talks about view. I think that's a very divisive term. It's not about the view. It's about visual blight. If you put up taller towers and they're closer together, I think it was 800 feet, there's going to be a wider and more numerous impact. Right now, I'm living with, I can see through the trees, a little wire. And it's quite unnatural because it's horizontal, it's not vertical. You can't really disguise it. I know we all use power, but if you add 135 feet tall configurations, which are not known right now, we don't know if it's going to be like Eiffel Towers, but double. I was told it could be a single monopole, and it would have little arms hanging off of it, but we don't know. I looked on the Hydro-Québec site, and there are numerous configurations. If you can figure out which one you would like, then you can vote for this. What would you like to look at? I'm against the expansion of using more power instead of doing what I try to do personally, which is conserve and consume less. And I believe that Hydro-Québec is a corporation that wants to sell more power to increase more profits at the environmental and social expense of folks who just live here for the beautiful landscape. I don't call it a view, it's just where I live, it's my home. New Hampshire has enough power right now. I believe PSNH is negotiating to buy only 100 megawatts of power out of the 1,200 megawatts proposed if this project is built. I question the necessity of this proposal. Can we trust Northern Pass LLC, their tactics and their promises to give jobs locally that are sustaining? Do we believe their marketing about long-term benefits to New Hampshire? After such a project is built, we would be left with the scarred landscape, devalued property, dangerous increased emissions as a souvenir when they leave. Such long-term effects are not benefits. Also, I think you all should be learning about this because I learned about it only because I went after the homework. Useful sites for keeping informed should be their own site, which is www.northernpass.eis, Environmental Impact Survey, EIS. There's also a very useful site that is presenting the other side of the coin, www.livefreeorfry.com, nice name. All of these sites provide a lot of information that should be sent every day to the media, especially to all the towns affected. I asked my town manager in Northfield if he knew about this project. The answer was no. We're going to be impacted, and we don't have the information we need to make a really good and just decision. Has there been consideration given, if this project goes through, to putting all these lines underground? It can be done. It has been done. To remain truly independent as we are in this state in energy production, I recommend that we use locally produced energy and not become dependent on foreign countries. Thank you.